Okay, I told you the story. That ego is that fellow. That cow is that stuff. The David is this, explaining it all for you to go back in your mind and read the story again, concentrate and remember it, because this is the main key of salvation. This is the attitude you should have, right? So let's see how he will explain it. Yes?
Can I ask, in this, it says the slayer of the cow is the intellect. What word is used for intellect?
Akal.
It is akal.
Yeah. Yes? Same thing. Yeah. The word is akal.
Kill your nafs and make the world alive. It has killed its master. Make it slave. Listen, your nafs is the claimant for the cow. It has made itself a master and thief. The slayer of the cow is your akal. Go, do not be offended with the slayer of the cow, your body. The intellect, the akal, is a captive and craves of God daily bread without toil and bounty on a tray.
Do you remember what akal is, this one? I hope you remember. There are two kinds of akal. First one, the normal akal, the logic is one we don't believe in and it's out. There is another akal, which is the innest sense of me. Do you remember Rumi said, okay, you have five senses for outside, you have five senses inside. It starts with common sense, which is outside for everyone, everybody understands. Then it's imagination. That's illusion. Then your real activity, fikr and zikr. Then the innest one is akal. That akal we are talking about, that inside feeling of me is sitting down and is doing nothing. Why? Because he's not brought in the game from the beginning. From the beginning, my akal started to control me and my life. That innest feeling is just sitting there and only talking to God. And if you take your ego inside, then that akal will kill it. When you understand your ego, we let you understand your ego better and better and better. You're going deeper and deeper and deeper. When you understand the deepest, that's the house of that akal, and it will kill it. You see how it works? As simple as this. First, this cow should be killed, because everything is dead inside. Your world, your universe is dead. How? Because it's killed by this one. So, this one claims that ego belongs to this fellow. Your brain thinks that you are you, everything belongs here to your understanding and that logical thinking system. And he has become the master in you. That fellow inside is the killer of your ego, and you should start to accept it. You are denying it. You think that inside, in your deepest feeling, you love your ego. In the deepest real feeling, you don't like your ego. Because in your deepest feeling, there is nothing but God. That's what the center of the center is all about. Do you remember it said in your heart somewhere, it's the house of God? And do you remember the specialty of that house?
It's integral.
Satan cannot go in. So your brain cannot go there. The cow should go there. Then that one will kill the cow. Because that one has nothing to do with this. This is supposed to be here. The only thing that he's doing wrong is talking about the other stuff. When it comes to feeling, this one thinks. Feeling is not thinking. What should I think? Let's say now, I love my mom died today. What should I think? There is no thinking. That's just a feeling, right? But what will happen in reality to me? I start to think. Think about this, think about that thing. I even miss the real feeling there. So I won't feel correctly. I will be led by this one to logically feel that way. All of that. Here he will say, look at it. This is what you should understand. That your deepest existence, which to us is the heart, but for you we call it Aql. Okay? That Aql is sitting down there like a slave. And the only thing he could do is ask him to help him. This is why we are trying to be the instrument of that help, because he wants to help you to send the cow in that field. This is how it works. Reread it, please, start from the beginning. Kill your fleshly, kill your nafs.
Kill your nafs and make the world alive. It has killed its master. Make it slave. Listen, your nafs is the claimant for the cow. It has made itself a master and thief. The slayer of the cow is your Aql. Go, do not be offended with the slayer of the cow, your body. The Aql is a captive and craves of God daily bread without toil and a bounty on a tray. Upon what does its daily bread without toil depend? Upon its killing the cow is the origin of evil.
This is what it is all about. This is what you should never forget. That, you know what? That one inside, which is asking God for help, that give me something without the effort, give me something for free. So that something for free depends on killing the cow, because we already talk about it. Cow is the source of the bad stuff. Whatever bad I do, why do I do it? Because of my ego. If I'm not selfish, do I do something bad to anyone? Of course not. Selfishness, the ego, is the source. So that selfishness should be killed by your inner heart. Then you're free. Because the source of the badness is eliminated. That's how you improve. Yes?
The nafs says, how should you kill my cow? Because the cow of the nafs is the form of the body. The Aql, the master's son, is left destitute. The nafs, the murderer, has become a master and leader.
This is the definition of the normal human being. That's what it happens. The heart, the real humanity that is given to me, that one is left alone and is poor. Why? Because the ego has become the master and the leader. When my ego is my master and leader, there is no place for that good human being, which is potentially in me. That's what it is. Yes?
Do you know what the daily bread without toil is? It is the food of spirits and the daily bread of the prophet.
Mm-hmm. This is repetition. First he said, do you know that stuff depends on killing the cow? Here he repeated, to really understand it, he said that good stuff that with no really pain will come to you is the food for your spirit, and this is something which is coming from these messengers. Those messengers are bringing a message which is your food, right? That kind of food, and the other kind of food for your spirit is what we are talking about. That one you need, but it's not yours, it's not coming down before you kill the cow. Yes.
But it depends on sacrificing the cow. Know the treasure in the cow, O you who dig in corners. Yesternight I ate something, otherwise I would have given the reins entirely into the hand of your understanding. Yesternight I ate something is an idle tale. Whatsoever comes is from the secret chamber.
What was that about? Yes, that's the trick. Who's talking? The paragraph is explanation of Rumi himself, right? Rumi started to explain one point from different angles to make it clear for you that the story I told you is the main stuff. This is something you need, okay? And I explained it in different ways. I say it again. Your ego is the source of your bad doing, your wrong doings, okay? Your ego looks like your body and your physical existence to you. And your ego has killed someone and became the master. You remember that someone exceptional stuff we were talking about? Yes. So, you deeply need your cow to be killed. And that's something that your heart could ask from God. That's how the magic happens. This is not something you could do. Because whatever you do, your ego, your intelligence is deciding to do. This is something that should be given to you. Means God will make a moment in your life that you face the cow of your ego. In that moment, your feeling will cut his head and everything will turn around. Right? I told you all of this to go and do it, and last night I had something, so I cannot talk it anymore. Some story I had last night. Something is coming from that hidden place outside. And look at that, something which is coming from that outside. These are all coming from that outside in the moment that he don't know what he's talking about even. He gave you the feeling that last night I have hidden something. I've hidden something. If not, I would have finished this. A very silly excuse, right? Last night I have eaten something, so I cannot finish this. I could hand it to you, all the understanding, but no. Last night, you know what I ate? Story.